Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody was driving slow.
everybody, you know, I don't believe in putting on hazard lights in the rain, but I do believe in turning lights on. But I don't believe in putting on hazard lights, because you scare people like that. When you put on hazard lights, and especially in rain like that, people are pull right up to you and think that you're sitting in the middle of the road, stopped or stalled or something. So I don't do the hazard light. You know, if you can see the hazard light, you can see the tail lights. Y'all with me? They're no brighter than the tail lights. So I don't know why people do that. Why do people put on their hazard light when, you know, when it's a heavy rain? Okay, so. But anyway, the rain is coming down, and it's still coming down right now. Again, the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I see more people are joining the show. I see that my number one fan is up on the show. Thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome. Those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Now, before I get into the show, let's see. The weather. Rain, right? This is light rain. Damn if that's so. It's heavy rain out there right now. I mean, I just walked down my driveway. My driveway probably 60 feet long. I just walked down my driveway to the mailbox and walked back. And, man, it's coming down. Y'all with me? It's coming down. Okay, right now we're at 70 degrees. We had a high today of 81. Tomorrow we're looking at rain. And 81 degrees. Thursday, rain, 84 degrees. Friday, sunny, 88 degrees. And Saturday, sunny, partly cloudy, rather, on Saturday, 89 degrees. You're looking at rain the next couple of days, and then coming, and then when the weekend starts, we're looking at nice, clear skies on Friday. All right? 818-301-5834 is the number to this show. And you can call in, talk about our topic, our episode. Now, let's see. Today's word of the day is sacrilegious. Sacrilegious. Sacrilegious is an adjective, and it means committing or characterized by a technical and not necessarily intrinsically outrageous violation, such as improper reception of a sacrament of what is sacred because consecrated to God. I don't understand that definition. Let's try this one. The second definition is grossly irreverent toward a hallowed person, place, or thing. Grossly irreverent. Okay, I mean, some of these words, you know, you need to look up the words that are in the meaning in order to understand the words. Okay, so sacrilegious means grossly irreverent. Irreverent. What does that mean, y'all? Grossly irreverent toward a hallowed person, place, or thing. A hallowed person, place, or thing is like a Christian person or a person of God. A place, a hallowed place is like, you know, the church or maybe a synagogue if you're a different religion or, you know, something like this. This is just me, okay? This is just me. This is what I think that is. So, since we don't know what irreverent is, let's look it up. I-R-R-E-V-E-R-E-N-T. Irreverent. Irreverent means having or showing lack of respect for someone or something that is usually treated with respect. Okay, there we go. I gave you guys two words today, right? Sacrilegious, grossly irreverent for a hallowed person, place, or thing. So if you're being grossly disrespectful toward a hallowed person, place. So that's how that works, okay? Sacrilegious. All right? So 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I'm going to enjoy today's episode, but before I get to today's episode, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. All of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals, or even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-202-44. I'm going to have a good time on the show today. And if you guys want to call in and share some of your memories of high school, please do. Some of your fun memories of high school. I did a few things in high school. But I'm not going to talk about maybe some of the things that some people know me from high school about me. Y'all get that? I don't know. Okay, what I'm saying is I'm not going – I lost my screen. I'm not going to talk about, my days of playing sports or anything like that, which a lot of people know me from. I mean, on the green, they call it Memorial Day on the green. There's some friends of mine, it's some friends of my wife's, rather. It's her sorority sister. And they had Memorial Day on the green. And they got this big house way out in Conyers, and they got a huge backyard, and they put a big screen out back. It was a very nice party. They didn't have enough food at the party, but I hope they're not listening to me. But it was a nice event. And we saw a lot of people that we hadn't seen in a long time. They invite us every year, and I always find a reason that I don't want to go every year, okay? And we don't make it. So this year she said, if we don't, basically she said if we didn't come this year, that we won't be invited next year. Okay? So I said, okay. Okay, we coming, Stacey. And if you're listening to the show, you mute your phone right now. Don't listen to this. But, you know, so we went, right? And where was I going with this? Anyway, so we went there, and they had a live band there at the house. They were playing on the back. They got a huge deck on the back of the house. The band was on the deck, and they were playing, right? Nice band doing, you know, playing some good music. I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm trying to figure this out, okay? So, anyway, so we were there, and I know where I'm going now. So we were there, and I was talking about some high school stuff. So we were there, and lo and behold, I'm standing in line, right, to get food, because there was probably 50 or 55 people there. I'm standing in line to get food, and for some reason, someone comes out the basement door, because the food was outside right there at the basement door, and someone comes out the basement door and speaks to my wife, okay? And they didn't see me because I was a few people behind her, right? Y'all picture this. I'm a few people behind her. So they didn't see me, right? So the first thing out of this person's mouth is, hey, where's Frank? Where's your husband? Where's Frank? Okay? So I'm standing there. I'm like, who the hell is this? I mean, I saw her face, didn't recognize, I don't know her name, okay? I've seen her face before, but I didn't know her name. That kills me when I do that, when I see someone and I don't know their name, and I'm like, hey, who is that, you know? But then she says, oh, there he is, there's Frank. Hey, Frank. Come on in here. My husband's in here. Then she's screaming back. She said, hey, John, Frank is here. Yeah, Frank's here. I'm like, oh, my God. Okay? In front of all these people. Okay? I mean, I'm a nobody. And she said, hey, John, Frank's here. Come on, Frank. John's in here. I'm like, damn it, I'm trying to get me some food. You know? So anyway, so I step out of line, I go, and I hug her, and I saw him, and I shook his hand, and I say, hey, good to see you. I'll talk to you soon. You know, I'll talk to you a little bit. Let me get me some food down my neck, and then we can talk. All right? So, you know, but what I'm saying is, you know, when I go to things like that and see old friends, people always recognize me and say, hey, there's Frank, this and that. And I don't even know a lot of these people. All right? But so I'm saying is I'm not going to talk about some of the things from my high school that people know me by. When I was when I came up through high school, I had a best friend that I met my first couple of weeks of high school. You know, high school, when I started high school started in the eighth grade, okay? And we were in the same homeroom together. And, you know, I know he's listening today, but we were in the same homeroom together. And we had this beautiful homeroom teacher. And I can say her name is Renfro. Beautiful home, beautiful lady. You know, she was close to Vanessa Williams. Okay, that's how beautiful she is. And so, we come to homeroom every day, and we sit in the homeroom class and just put our hands on our face, elbows on the table, and we stare at her. She couldn't do any wrong, right? But here's the kicker. when we came into homeroom, okay, we were, you know, most of the time we were like, you know, it was like we go in the morning because my mom would let me have the car to drive to school. So I go pick up my best friend and we go, and guess what? We go straight to the liquor store. Liquor store open at 8 o'clock. So we go to the liquor store. You know, and we get us something to drink. And then we go to school. We'd be a couple of minutes late, but that was cool. We'd be sitting in homeroom, staring at her, and, you know, we'd be out of our minds. This was high school. Okay? Now, we also used to things like, you know, when we get out in the evening, after school in the evening, and we'd be riding, you know, going and doing different things, and we'd be riding in the car, and there was one time there was a guy, he was hitchhiking, right? He was hitchhiking, and so I pull up to the curb, right? You know, I go by him, then I pull over to the curb like I was gonna pick him up. He comes jogging toward the car, right? And my best friend, he'd open the door. As soon as the guy got down, kind of leaned, you know, you have to get in the back seat of the car, just a two door. So you had to scooch down and crawl in the back, right? So he'd open the door and the guy come and he'd get scooched down. He grabbed the handle of the door, get ready to get in the car, and I said, "Now take off," right? The guy never did get in the car. We look back and the guy laying on the ground because he fell, you know, from us pulling off, and he's trying to get in the car, right? And it was so hilarious. We only did that a couple of times. But in high school, that's where I had my fun. My school days were awesome. And if you think about it, if I could write a show from my high school days, man, it would be hilarious. You hear me? And, you know, it would be hilarious. And, you know, my whole thing was, you know, when I was in high school, is to be able to hang out with my friends. I love to do that. And, you know, my mom used to give me the car to drive to school, and I'd go pick up my friends. I mean, we love to do that. One time we all cut school one time. We all cut school. And we went to a friend of ours' house. His mom and dad was at work. So we went to his house. And in the basement, they had the bar down there with liquor and everywhere. So we down there. We high school now. We down there drinking liquor. We down there challenging each other about drinking liquor. And then, like, so we down there drinking liquor, and we get blasted. And then some of them gonna be stupid and go back and go to school after playing hooky all day. Then they go back to school before school's out and get busted by the assistant principal. Okay? And our assistant principal at that time, he did not play. So they went back to school. I'm like, I'm not going to school today. And back then, you know, no one called. It said, "Hey, Frank was absent today. We didn't have that back then. Now you got, if your kid missed school or whatever, they got recordings that call and say, we calling for your daughter. She didn't, she missed school today. Well, okay, we know. We kept her out. She was sick. Okay? And so, you know, that kind of thing was so much fun for us. And then we, you know, we did things where we went to the football games. Okay, I didn't play high school football. I played high school basketball. But we go to the me and this other friend of mine that played basketball with me. We ride together to the high school football games. And you know, we were teenagers, but we drinking the whole way, you know. And we get to the football game, and my best friend played football. So we went to see him. And we get to the football game, he like, ah, hit that kitchen. Hit him. Knock him down, you know. And we go there, and we have a great time. And then afterwards, you know, some of the parties and stuff that we went to in high school, I didn't go to a lot of parties, but a couple of parties I did go to. They were house parties. You don't have that these days. You know, you don't have the house parties these days. But we did the house parties. And, I mean, me, myself, I had a great time in high school. You know, I don't care what anyone says. I had a great time in high school. And, high school was probably the best time for me. I don't know about you, but high school was the best time for me. And, you know, again, we did a lot of crazy things. I didn't even scratch the surface of some of the things we did. I mean, my mom bought me a motorcycle because my best friend had a motorcycle. I wanted a motorcycle. He taught me how to ride. And so my mom bought me a brand new motorcycle for Christmas one time. I mean, I got it before Christmas, but I couldn't ride it until Christmas. Man, we kept that thing on the back porch. We had this huge screened-in porch on the back of the house. We kept it back there, and I'd be back there at night sitting on it, like, wow, wow, you know, acting like I'm riding. And then I, you know, once Christmas came, I got it out and was able to ride, and we go everywhere on those things. And we have a great time. I go pick up my girlfriend, and we ride, right? We ride. Anyway, those are some of the crazy things I did in high school. What about you? Hey, guys, I got about a minute left in the show. That's all I have for you today. But I just wanted to remember the time of high school for just one day. Hey, take care of yourselves. It's Frank. I'm over and I'm out. Be safe in this rain because it's going to rain throughout the night, I believe. Take care, guys.
Remember how it all began.